Well, some news today here in New York. The state's attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, has sent warning letters to 13 of New York's big retail stores, including Gap and Target, saying they're using work scheduling systems that may violate New York law. They're called on-call scheduling systems, and they require employees to check in shortly before their shift. And if the store isn't busy, they don't work. They don't get paid. In the letters, Schneiderman writes that these systems give workers too little time to make arrangements for family needs, let alone find an alternative source of income. Well, we'll see what's happening with that. But it is worth noting that on-call scheduling is not the only way the typical workday is changing in this country. Part-time jobs for online freelancers or consultants are becoming a way of life for many Americans. The catch is, those jobs may only last an hour. David Mulpes from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland reports.
The federal government doesn't regularly keep tabs on the number of people working as freelancers, consultants, or others that make up the non-employee workforce. But business researchers estimate that about a third of Americans work this way now. Projections are that 40% or more will be doing so within 5 years. Cleveland appears to be part of the trend.
So in Cleveland, we're seeing businesses really embrace hiring freelancers. In fact, it's one of our fastest-growing cities.
That's Rich Pearson, a senior executive at Elance Odesk, a global company headquartered in California. It's part of a fast-growing cadre of competing services, apps, and platforms that connect employers with freelance talent ready to take on individual assignments or be part of teams that often disband once a project is done. The work may take months or just an hour. Tech jobs have been in this contingent workspace for a while. The trend has gone way beyond that now.
Accountants, lawyers, writers, really anything that you can do and deliver via the internet, you can hire for at Odesk.com.
Rich Pearson says 4,000 independent workers in Cleveland use its service, a 50% gain just in the past year. Some enter this way of working by choice, others by circumstance. For graphic designer Jarette Bronsdorf, it's a bit of both. We talked at a coffee shop.
I think it has become a necessity for a lot of people. A lot of people cobble together an income from a number of different streams. I've actually been expanding my own work into doing copy editing.
Bronsdorf relocated to Cleveland almost 10 years ago and began working as an independent contractor. All of her clients are in D.C. or L.A. They pay more for the same work than her clients here. She believes she could get a full-time job locally. The mother of two school-aged children doesn't want it.
The problem is, try to find a job that you can go to between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. that allows you to take off for Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, conference days, 2 weeks at Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Freelancing allows her to be a stay-at-home mom with a job. Only this one has a flexible schedule and limited work hours. Still, it's a mixed bag. Freelancing rarely comes with benefits. Bronsdorf says she couldn't afford to work this way if her husband didn't have a regular job with health insurance. She's also come to a new realization about the security of a traditional staff job.
Companies no longer have any loyalty to their staff. I've seen too many people put in too many years at large companies and then get turfed out for whatever reason, politics, a downturn, what have you. These people, after a while, you get bitter. And you realize, I don't want to work for a company anymore because I value myself more than they will ever value me.
And that's true. They can't commit as much as they used to.
That's Gene Zeno. He's CEO of Virginia-based MBO Partners, another global company. It provides back-end administrative services for 50,000 self-employed professionals and for the hundreds of companies that use them. MBO handles billing, liability insurance, tax compliance, and the like, so the freelancer and the client can focus on the work product. Zeno says the main reason more employers are expanding their use of freelancers is that traditional jobs and staffing structures aren't nimble enough in a world of rapid innovation and intense competition.
It's primarily the need of speed for these companies to get access to talent, the need for them to keep their cost structure more variable, the fact that when things are more uncertain, you will have less of a commitment to longer-term cost structure, so like a full-time position.
The widening on-demand economy gives employers the flexibility to hire when the work is there and easily shed talent when it's not. That often lands independent workers in a feast or famine world. Despite the risk, some polls show the majority of freelancers would not take a traditional job if offered. For Here and Now, I'm David Maupas in Cleveland.